From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Wreckage from what's believed to be an Indonesian passenger plane found. 54 people were aboard the plane. The wreckage was located in the rugged eastern province of Papua. The plane went down Sunday while flying through bad weather, and officials say rescue teams are working to get to the site of the debris field. It's not clear if anyone survived. Trigana Air Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after takeoff Sunday from Sentani Airport in the provincial capital Jayapura. The crash site is about 12 kilometers from Auxerre. At least 80 people were killed in Syria Sunday in Syrian government airstrikes in the rebel-held town of Douma near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group says another 200 people were wounded, most of them civilians. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed on Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. Taking the capital of Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters, giving them control of a major city located 125 kilometers from Baghdad. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir arrived in Ethiopia Sunday for peace talks aimed at brokering an end to his country's 20-month-old civil war. An international deadline to reach agreement is set for today. His presence at Addis Ababa came less than 2 days after he canceled a planned trip over concerns the rebel factions wouldn't present a united front to the talks. This is VOA News. The home minister for Pakistan's Punjab province was among at least 15 people killed in a suicide bombing Sunday. The attack happened about 100 kilometers northwest of Islamabad. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Witnesses say the deceased minister Shuja Khanzada was listening to complaints of villagers at his residence in the Attock district when a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body. The massive blast caused the building to collapse and trap dozens of people under the rubble. Minister Khanzada was leading a crackdown against militants linked to the Pakistani Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the province. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Protesters in Brazil demonstrated Sunday against President Dilma Rousseff, some of them calling for her impeachment. The demonstrators are unhappy with Brazil's faltering economy and a corruption scandal involving members of her Workers' Party. Some media reports say the demonstrations numbered in the hundreds of thousands. The Arab League is scheduled to hold an emergency meeting on Tuesday. It comes at the request of Libya's internationally recognized government. The Tobruk-based government asked for help from regional allies, including airstrikes. The request follows dozens of deaths last week in the coastal city of Sirte, where a group that included local residents attacked Islamic State fighters. The militants took over that city in June. The frontrunner in the race for the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, says illegal immigrants will have to leave the United States if he's elected. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press about his political views, Mr. Trump also called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry incompetent for his negotiations of the Iran nuclear agreement.
They are going to be such a wealthy, such a powerful nation. They are going to have nuclear weapons. They are going to take over parts of the world that you wouldn't believe. And I think it's going to lead to nuclear holocaust. And I will say this. The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends, are incompetent.
Donald Trump had more to say. He said if elected, he would take away the wealth of Islamic State insurgents in Iraq by recapturing oil fields they have seized. China is confirming that sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical, was stored in the warehouses devastated by massive explosions in the port city of Tianjin. Officials say more than 100 tons of the deadly chemical was stored in two locations within the blast site. About 100 people are still missing. 112 people are known dead. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.